Chapter 15. The Footpath. Lady Marguerite was becoming very tired. Her head hurt and her legs were trembling, but she continued to walk.
"I can't stop now," she thought. "Sir Percy and Armand need me. I must get to the hut."
After some time, the soldiers stopped near a small path. There were woods all around. Lady Marguerite moved quietly behind some trees near the men and listened.
"Now, where is the hut?" Chauvelin asked the officer with the soldiers.
"We must go through these woods to the edge of the cliff," the officer replied. "The hut is near there."
"Good. You go first, and the gypsy and I will follow," Chauvelin said. "But stop when you get to the edge of the cliff. Do you understand?"
"I understand," replied the officer.
"Now, listen to me carefully, and be sure to follow my orders," said Chauvelin to the soldiers. "If you don't, I'll punish you later. When we get to the edge of the cliff, you'll go down first to the hut. When you get there, look inside. If the tall Englishman is already there, call quietly to the others. Then go into the hut together. You must seize the men before they can find their pistols. If they fight, shoot at their arms or legs, but don't kill the tall Englishman. Is that clear?"
"Yes,"
replied the soldiers.
"However, if the tall Englishman isn't there yet, you must wait quietly in the trees until he arrives," continued Chauvelin. "Don't attack the hut until he's inside. And one last order. Tie the gypsy with ropes and put something over his mouth. We must take him with us, but I don't want him to make a noise."
Chauvelin and the soldiers walked quickly along the path. Lady Marguerite followed them quietly, trying to stay in the shadow of the trees. Suddenly, the moon appeared from behind the clouds, and Lady Marguerite stopped. She could see the edge of the cliff not far in front of her. Beyond it, she saw the sea. A ship was waiting. It was Sir Percy's ship.
"Will the men in the hut ever get to the ship?" Lady Marguerite thought. "I must get to the hut before the soldiers and speak to the men inside. I must tell them of the danger."
Lady Marguerite started to run in a different direction. She wanted to go around the soldiers and get in front of them. There was still a little light from the moon, and this helped her. A few minutes later, she arrived at the edge of the cliff and looked down. A little distance from her, on the left, she saw the hut with a small light inside.
"Good. It's not too difficult to get to it," she thought. "There are even large rocks to help me climb down the cliff."
She looked around the woods. There was nobody near. She forgot everything, the soldiers, the danger, her fatigue. She went down the cliff as fast as she could, going from rock to rock. It was difficult, and sometimes she nearly fell. But she couldn't stop now. She was already near the hut when she heard a noise behind her. Then someone caught her skirt, and she fell to the ground. She wanted to shout, but there was a hand over her mouth. Another hand held her arms behind her back. Then she heard someone laugh quietly.
"This is a surprise, my dear lady," said Chauvelin. "I didn't expect to see you here. I'm sorry if you're uncomfortable, but I can't let you go."
He gave a quick order to his men. Then someone tied a cloth over Lady Marguerite's mouth and lifted her from the ground. Lady Marguerite fainted.